Chapter 19, I Am Generous, Become a Miracle. Many people are praying for a miracle. They're saying, God, please send me a friend. God, I need help with these children. I need training. God, I need a good break. We have to realize that we can become the miracle they need. God uses people. He has no hands to heal except through our hands. He has no voice to encourage except through our voice. He has no arms to hug except through our arms. God will bring people across our path so that we can be the answer to their prayer. You may not realize it, but you are a miracle waiting to happen. Somebody you know is lonely. They're praying for a friend. You're the miracle they're waiting for. Somebody got a bad medical report. They're worried and praying, God, please send me a sign. Let me know that you're still in control. You are that sign. A simple phone call. I'm thinking about you. I want to let you know it's all going to work out. You just became their miracle. Somebody is discouraged, saying, God, I don't understand this subject. I'm not going to pass this course. God, send me somebody. You are that somebody. Take time to become the miracle. Be aware of who's in your life. They're not there by accident. God put them there on purpose. It's because you are full of miracles. There is healing in you. There is restoration. There's friendship. There are new beginnings. Life is so much more rewarding when you realize you can be the answer to somebody's prayer. You can lift the fallen. You can restore the broken. You can be kind to a stranger. You can become someone's miracle. My brother Paul is a surgeon. He spends a lot of time in Africa operating on needy people way back in the middle of nowhere. It's a remote village hundreds of miles from the nearest city. The clinic is just a small tin building, barely has electricity, minimal medical supplies, only one doctor. On a recent visit, a young man came into the clinic in the middle of the night who had been gored by an elephant tusk right through his midsection. Paul took him back to the makeshift operating room to hopefully spare his life. The problem was there was no blood in the blood supply with which to replenish the man. Paul could have thought, too bad. I'd love to help you, but you're going to need several pints of blood, and it's just not your lucky day. Before Paul operated, he took 30 minutes and gave his blood. He operated on the young man, then replenished the blood the man had lost with his own blood. What was he doing? Becoming a miracle. He could have prayed, God, he's in bad shape. He needs a miracle. Paul realized, I am his miracle. We all know that God can do great things. We know God can do miracles. But what I want us to see is that he's put miracles in us. We can be the answer to someone's prayer. You can be the good break they're looking for. You can be the help they've been longing to have. It may not be something as dramatic as saving their life. It may just be teaching your coworker the skills that you know, or helping that family member that's struggling with the rent, taking that young man to baseball practice with your son each week. It's no big deal to you, but it's a miracle to them. It's what will push them toward their destiny. If we all had the attitude, I am a miracle waiting to happen, what kind of world would this be? I've heard it said, sometimes we don't need a miracle, we just need each other. Look around at who's in your life. Listen to what they're saying. Is there any way you can help? Can you put in a good word for them at the office? Do they need a dress for a special occasion and you have a dozen in your closet you're never going to wear? Do they live alone and their family is in another state? You could invite them to have lunch with your family from time to time, make them feel welcome. Those are opportunities to become a miracle.